Coming today on Negotiate Your Best Life with Rebecca Zung.
I felt like he should have opened a bank account to fund his own divorce because, in fact, that lifestyle needed to be paid for. Rather than having me predominantly financing that, I think that the level of betrayal, to wisely neutralize that level of betrayal with resourcing the divorce, would have neutralized some of the emotional impact.
So the big questions are these. How can we navigate and negotiate every situation in our lives, in our career, in our businesses, in our relationships, and even with ourselves for our own self-worth? In other words, what if you could win every time and have no losers? Let's face it, we're not negotiating just to buy a car or for a pay raise. We are negotiating for living in every aspect of our lives. How can we do that powerfully, successfully, and victoriously? Those are the questions, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Rebecca Zung, and welcome to the time where you negotiate your best life. Welcome to another episode of Negotiate Your Best Life. I'm Rebecca Zung, and I am so excited today to welcome Carrie Green, who is absolutely amazing. I am so excited to share her with you and share her with the world. She is a functional relationship coach. She is a magnificent mom of two magnificent children. And she is a survivor. She is a thriver. She is a conscious entrepreneur. And she has survived and broken free from probably several narcissistic relationships, but at least one in really huge narcissistic relationship in recent times. And she's here to tell her story of how she did that and really the methodologies and the tips and resources of how she was able to turn her life around. So thank you, Carrie, for being here. And thank you for having the courage to be here to tell your story.
Thank you, Rebecca, for inviting me. I'm grateful to be here.
So tell us a little bit about you and, you know, your just your life and background and your story in general.
Okay. Thank you. So yes, I'm Carrie Green, the functional relationship coach. I'm also an activator healer coach, a wellness advocate. I have learned multiple coaching modalities. I have been trained how to teach people how to reset their metabolism and lifestyle. And I've been trained with hypnotherapy level one. And the reason for all of these trainings is in recent years, I have done a full assessment of what's available to support people and lead people in safe, healthy, whole, and well ways. And I noticed that this was needed locally, provincially, nationally, and globally. So I connected with the people that had the knowledge and they mentored me, and I'm grateful for that. I pivoted away from what I refer to as my career past life in a more conventional model of healthcare, which I worked within for approximately 18 years. I loved what I did at that time. And the natural pivot did happen in and around the time of the pandemic, as well as significant change in personal life.
So tell us about the personal life situation.
Okay. The change in the personal life situation was an internal realization that I had. I will say at the cellular level, because that's my truth, at the cellular level and intuitively, I sensed that this change was necessary for me. And though a very difficult change to make, because I had a vivid vision for a different path in my life. I did face the decision very totally courageously, to be honest. And I chose to make the decision to file for divorce. And at that same time, I hired a coach to complement both the legal aspect that I was about to journey, which was not known to me yet and would be revealed over time, and also up-level in areas of my well-being that I wanted to focus on as well, and for support as well, which I'm very thankful I did both. Again, an intuitive awareness that I had, even though coaching at that time locally was not as discussed as it is becoming now.
Well, I want to hear more though about what it was that you were dealing with on a personal level.
Okay. So the person that I was once married to, once in a relationship with, was on a very different life path than I was. And my core identity, who I am, was focusing on stabilization and the thrival of my family. And so to do that, I needed to get like basically very organic, very authentic, very to my source energy and remove all distractions and simply focus on my personal development, the development of my family, and the journey towards entrepreneurship that I am now in the process of and established within.
How is that person making you feel at the time?
There was a full disconnection. There was an internal awareness that when I looked at that person, I no longer recognized their soul. That was very astonishing to me. Because previously I had a quality sense of knowing that person better. And so to be in a partnership with someone that I could no longer recognize was not something that I wanted to do. I value trust and I value commitment. And what I noticed was at that point, I could trust myself and I was keeping commitments to the extent that was possible from within. And basically, I was Carrie, the mom of two children, consistently, and the marriage had completely broken down.
In what ways? Can you just tell me a little bit more about what it was like, how you were experiencing being in a relationship with a narcissist?
Okay. So, you know, the foundational qualities in a relationship, the communication, the body language, the simple saying of name was no longer a simple sharing of each other's name. Though I was available to connect that way, that was no longer there. The being present, the parasympathetic state of any activity of daily living, possibly destabilized at any moment. Whereas my own metabolism and my own lifestyle standard was to have that stable and is to have that stable. I teach people how to have that stable, and to accept anything else, I was not available to do. The nature of marriage though, and the perception of marriage was we would be in positions of responsibility to return back to, and it wasn't the same. So the idea or the brand of marriage was different than the everyday living of marriage. And it was too far separated already, even if we were in a similar physical space.
So you're saying that how it looked on the outside was very different than how it was going on the inside.
We went through that phase at one point. I mean, yes, that was part of the breakdown. And then it was very vivid that the core of the marriage was not returning. Like the vibrancy and the reasons for being married had been challenged to the point where the revival was not possible. The resuscitation of the marriage.
How did you feel at that lowest point of the marriage?
Massive grief.
And how else did you feel?
Disappointed. I felt like he should have opened a bank account to fund his own divorce because, in fact, that lifestyle needed to be paid for. Rather than having me predominantly financing that, I think that the level of betrayal to wisely neutralize that level of betrayal with resourcing the divorce would have neutralized some of the emotional impact because the lifestyle is the narcissistic lifestyle, and to actually the narcissistic lifestyle is quite expensive. It's not without a cost. There's a massive human cost to it. Emotionally, in all areas of life, to be honest. And so I refocused as quickly as I could on myself, no matter what. I leveled up in my personal awareness of how to perform being Carrie Green, being mom to my
children. I just want to stop you there for a second because yes. I just want to commend you on what you just said. Because I think what you just said is so powerful. And it is so exactly the way so many people feel. Mm-hmm. That it's not just the cost of the divorce or the attorney's fees or the it's the cost of the betrayal. It's the cost of the emotions. It's the cost of the life that the dreams that you're not going to have, the future that you thought you were going to have together that you don't get because they stole it from you.
I often envision it like to tell someone outside of me, it would be like, similar to if someone could envision that's never experienced it, it's like the taking from the Egyptian pyramids that shouldn't be happening or that shouldn't have happened. It's like taking from the pyramids all the treasures that are or that could be.
Did you know that Americans spend more than 90% of their time indoors and that in some cases, indoor air can actually be more polluted than outdoor air? And that air pollution is responsible for nearly 7 million premature deaths across the world every year? Airborne allergens are the most common allergy triggers, such as pollen, pet dander, dust mites, and mold. We are so happy to introduce an air purifier that captured the attention of established media outlets such as CNN, Money, ABC, and more. Air Doctor filters out dangerous contaminants and allergens so that your lungs don't have to. Air Doctor is amazing, and it comes with no questions asked 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus shipping. So head to airdoctor.com and use the promo code YOURBESTLIFE, and depending on the model, you'll receive up to 40% off. You're saving up to 40% off. Lock in this special offer by going to AIRDOCTORPRO.com and use the promo code YOURBESTLIFE.
It is so powerful, and yeah. It is so excellent in the way that you are aptly putting it.
Yeah.
Because the cost isn't just that. And the problem is that the separation, because so many people have a hard time with trying to separate out and getting the judge or getting the mediator or getting the lawyers or getting the people in the system to want the narcissist to pay for the cost of the stolen things that, you know, when, hey, I signed up for this.
Yes. And I believe.
And you stole that from me.
Well, and I believe that it could be better measured, like annually or every 6 months, as long as both people are agreeing to truly look at their vision, to truly look at their common vision, and to share that, and to reflect back in, and to personally develop, like truly, honestly, without the distraction of the outer world, because we all know that the distractions in the outer world are magnified. They're heightened more than ever. So yeah, just like authentically being aware of who we really are, who each other really is, and then growing from there. So the growth was no longer occurring together.
Coming up, more on Negotiate Your Best Life with Rebecca Zung.
You orientate people before they realize the experience is ahead, before they even are aware of what they might be seeing. Like the level of insight that you have integrated into your resources are the exact orientation that I needed that were not available 3 years ago because you've been creating them.
Are you struggling with how to negotiate and win? Maybe you're dealing with a personality that's particularly challenging, like a narcissist or other high conflict personality, and you're feeling powerless. Make sure to download my free Win My Negotiation cheat sheet at www.winmynegotiation.com. Are you so ready to shut down that narcissist for good? I totally get it. And my brand new book is now available for pre-sale. Slay the Bully, How to Negotiate with a Narcissist and Win. If you pre-order the book, you get tons of free gifts, including early access to the manuscript, early access to my private launch team. You get my free masterclass and a whole complete workbook. The total value of the free gifts is close to $400. So you just go to slaythebully.com to pre-order the book and then claim all your powerful trainings, your mindset tools, everything for free just by pre-ordering the book. Slaythebully.com to find out more and start learning how to shut down that narcissist for good.
Tell
Take a listen to our archive, where you can listen to more episodes that show you the path to how to negotiate your best life.
They are constantly trying to get their sense of self, you know, formed and derived out of somebody else. And so they're not going to try and get their sense of self from somebody who is meek, compliant, you know, not all that fabulous. They want what we have.
And now we return to today's show.
But therein lies the problem, and that is so aptly put, because therein lies the problem, because, mm-hmm. you know, that's not what the court system was designed to do. You know, you can't make the person whole for that, you know, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. You know, but that is it's so aptly put, you know, and so, you know, that was the huge hole, you know, and then there you feel powerless, and there you feel paranoid, because you're left with this gaping hole, and you're left feeling like, oh my God, everybody's going to believe them. Everybody's going to believe, you know.
I was already seeing that.
Yeah.
I had already faced that. I had already up-leveled my own personal perspective on that, as to no matter what people's perspective, that is a reflection of their own perspective and not who I really am necessarily, unless it's in alignment with my truth. So the way that I experienced that was to neutralize my perspective of their perspective.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So how did you then start to grab a hold of yourself and pivot?
There were many times that were like profound moments where I knew it was happening. It was truly self-honoring, self-identity, reconnecting with who I really was, embracing the truth as I knew it to be, and not putting energy towards what I didn't know was, muting that really, because it was no longer my life. It was very empowering, very helpful. That is something that I had already previously like learned to an extent. And then once I met you, it was like, wow, I can advance that even more. And I did. And others as well. However, I'm really grateful, because as I have learned more and more, every like seed and root and inspiration that I had already achieved as a milestone continued on, you know? And how you asked me, please repeat the question.
How did you start to pivot? How did you start to?
Okay. So I knew I had that grief, and yet I transformed the grief into a true essence that could become a everyday life celebration. So focusing on wins rather than focusing on something else, and then having that fuel whatever it was that I was creating in that moment as a thought or as, you know, my work, anything. I just put all that energy into my purpose, what I'm capable of, the best version of me.
Mm-hmm. I love it. So gratitude,
big time.
Yeah.
Gratitude neutralizes and restabilizes instantly.
Yeah, it definitely does. I tell people that all the time.
True gratitude, not false gratitude. Like there is sometimes a difference. And so I, you know, I was careful to make sure that I was living true gratitude. I always know at a cellular level or at a soul level what that is for me now, because my life is so much clearer. It's not distracted. I can focus. I live life super consciously, no matter what I face. And I celebrate that as a massive win because I can help more people that way. And I'm a better mom, you know? So it's a form of abundance. If someone's not yet experiencing it, I highly recommend.
Absolutely. I mean, because you're in a state of receiving when you're in gratitude. Mm-hmm. That's how you can then bring more into your life.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. So talk about how my resources then helped you.
Your resources have helped me to... When we met a little bit earlier, I explained to you that I thrive best when I'm well oriented to my own perception and my own vision, and the same with the other person. So what your resources did or do and offered to other people I trust, though I don't speak on their behalf, is that you orientate people before they realize the experience is ahead. Before they even are aware of what they might be seeing, like the level of insight that you have integrated into your resources are the exact orientation that I needed that were not available 3 years ago because you've been creating them. So I'm very grateful. And you know, when I chose to get a divorce, the lawyer that I had at the time, she didn't have a design like that. And it's a matter of, I think, social evolution, really, and possibly economic evolution too. But I'm just so grateful that you do the work that you do, Rebecca. When I attend your webinars, I pop insights, and I've attended a few. I attend them to learn. And I attend them to be present as I may see others that I have referred there. And I'm able to keep current with any new information as well, so that I'm in alignment with what is happening within the court system, which I don't have prior orientation or training to. Really, it's been learning through trial and error. Though I like to be, and I prefer to be in a win-win, you know, you can expand on how many times I say win state, really. I wish that for myself and everyone. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling so arriving here, I felt easeful about talking about this. And for years, I wasn't quite sure how I would talk about it, even with the, you know, the tender tears that have appeared at times. It's still the right thing to do from my perspective, is to share aspects of the journey that are honoring myself and other people.
Yeah. Well, you do that so gracefully.
Thank you.
I mean, you really live in such a place of honor and grace.
Yes.
So, and what are you doing today?
Literally?
Yeah, to help people.
Okay. I am a coach. And so today I will be hosting a reset, metabolic and lifestyle. And I'm doing this during March break specifically because I feel like there will be parents, caregivers, and guardians that will be home with their children that could really benefit from the information that I've been trained to teach, and that can opt in to a morning masterclass or an evening masterclass. So that's one aspect of what I'm doing today. And another one is I have designed for the month of March to coach people about soul desire and deep intimacy with essential oils. Because though I am in the process of divorce, As I said earlier, my actual deep values are for the best relationships. So whatever positive impact that I can have, reaching more people to, you know, love themselves more, develop their knowledge more, and then invest their self-love, invest their knowledge towards another one person consistently in a way that they're growing together. That's what I want to be doing all the time. So I am doing that all the time. So that's what I'm doing today and during this week and this month. And I have other programs that I'll be announcing as well soon.
Yeah. So, you know, for there's hope for people, right?
Always.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're helping people recover from their trauma.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, from, you know, turning your pain into purpose.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And to really contribute to the social determinants of health that I have seen at risk, that when perceived in another way, can actually be thriving instead.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it doesn't have to be the end of the story.
Right. It isn't the end of the story.
Yeah.
It's so, the end of a story, which is actually quite beautiful and magnificent in its own way.
Yeah. So for people who are at that low place, that place that you know, mm-hmm. so well, the place that you once were, who are listening to this today, mm-hmm. what would you tell them?
Connect with you. Trust you. And I mean that with duality. I mean that connect with oneself, trust oneself in the most calm and peaceful way to the level of the soul. And if you're not sure how to do that, connect with someone that can teach you, because it's possible for everyone, I believe. I could teach them if they're open to me teaching them. And if they need a community to inspire that for them, there are communities. You have a community that's capable of doing that. And the other side of that duality is connect with you, Rebecca, because there's a natural progression that occurs. And the best way to experience that is with the information before you need it. And because you need it. And I apologize for crying. And yet I'm not really sorry, because I care so much about the topic. And it has been a challenging journey.
It is from the heart.
It is totally from the heart and the soul. Yeah.
Yeah. And you've lived it.
I have lived it.
And you have broken free.
And I'm grateful. Very strategically. Very strategically.
So if you were to write a book about your life, what would you call it?
I've thought about this. I have a couple titles, actually. I haven't actually decided. I think I will get back to you on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's, breaking free and surviving. And, you know, I think that you are a thriver.
I am. As a child, I was like, I'm very proud of this. My parents would say, be a leader. And the mentors that I've had be a leader. And so I've always had that as an aspect of my identity. Now, the challenge is if someone is in a relationship that's not actually in their best interest, the ability to lead becomes compromised. And so my ability to lead in a thriving way was compromised, whereas now it's not. That's another form of breaking free.
Yeah, but look at you now.
Yes.
You know, I mean, all the best stories are from people who have lived pain. You know, no one has amazing stories of triumph if they haven't been through pain. Right? You know, it's from trauma to triumph.
True. So looking back, you know, reflecting, I'm grateful for everything towards the greater good. Yeah.
So any final thoughts?
I'm grateful for this time and the connection that we've shared, and I appreciate anyone watching. And I truly believe in you, in your ability to navigate whatever is real for you in the most graceful and peaceful way towards a victory that can benefit you as a person, the people around you, and the planet.
Awesome. Where can people learn more about you?
Instagram, please. Carrie Green, the Functional Relationship Coach. I am available on Facebook as well. And a direct message is possible to send to me. However, in order to actually connect with me on Facebook, I always meet with people in a 15-minute free complimentary discovery call first, just due to the nature of the nuances of both social media platforms. And I welcome anyone to attend any of my masterclasses, my classes, or onto my email list. Thanks, Rebecca.
Thank you. Grateful.
Namaste.
So grateful for you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to today's episode of Negotiate Your Best Life. I'm Rebecca Zung. Tune in next week for another edition of Negotiate Your Best Life. Remember, if you want more ways to slay and you want more ways to be supported, you can always join my membership at joinslay.com/slay. You can always subscribe to my YouTube channel, and you can always grab my free Crush My Negotiation prep worksheet at winmynegotiation.com. Remember that today is a great day to start negotiating your best life, and I will definitely catch you in the next episode of Negotiate Your Best Life. Thanks so much for listening.